Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Time to chat some biking here on the Kona Edge today. Another returning guest joining us, Bob McRae. We'll find out what he's done on two wheels over his Ironman career to get faster on the bike. That's all coming up in a mo. And don't forget that this episode is brought to you by jackrabbit.com. We are giving away four pairs of Hoka One One running shoes throughout the month of September, one every single week. We've still got three pairs to give away. So if you're not in the draw yet, you've still got time. And the sooner you get into the draw, the better your odds are of winning. Okay, so head over to that URL. It's jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge. That's where you can get all the details and get into the draw to win those shoes. Alternatively, all you have to do is text the word JackRabbit to 44222 and you can get into the draw. I'll send you those details straight back. And yeah, be sure to go check it out. JackRabbit is where fit happens. Whether you're training, competing, or just staying fit, you can't perform your best if your gear doesn't fit right. JackRabbit are your local specialty running store with a wide online presence. So get access to the best selection of shoes and the widest range of sizes. Go check them out. That's jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge, where you can get all the details right now. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more, hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Bob, onto your bike now. Out of the other two disciplines, the bike and the run, which would you say is your strongest?
Between the bike and the run?
Yeah.
I'd like to say the run, but it's turned out to be the bike, surprisingly. And that's, you know, I think, you know, as I got started again in 2012, you know, for that next 3 years, I really focused on the bike. So it's not surprising. Plus, I have the fastest bike in the world, the Diamond bike. But if you look at my splits, you have to say that it's definitely my strength compared to the run. Although, I don't know if I looked at it. Yeah, I guess I have to go back and look at Boulder last year, which was a breakthrough race for me. I had the second fastest overall bike split. The only person who rode faster than me was the guy who won, 34 years old. So age 47, I was pretty pleased with that. Even though my run was pretty solid as well, I think there were still probably, you know, five guys that ran faster than me. Well, that may not be true. Anyway, no, the bike is still my strength.
As far as volume versus sort of high intensity sort of stuff, or I know you've mentioned that you tend to have brought the length of these sort of workouts down, but on a bike, is it a case of you need that base, so you just got to do volume initially?
No, definitely not. Early season, I'll keep my sessions very short, relatively short. In fact, you know, last year, I keep referring to that because that was my, this year's not turned out like I wanted it, but, my, I guess going into Boulder half, which is, I think my third half last year. That was my fourth, that was my fourth outdoor ride. About the longest ride. So my longest rides typically in training are my torque intervals, which we can talk about in detail, which is basically 90-minute workout. But everything else is like an hour. So the intensity is pretty high. It's either a sweet spot or a threshold type workout, or it's the torque intervals or threshold intervals.
Tell me about these torque intervals.
Yeah, so it's something that, you know, I was listening to the Fat Black podcast a couple of years ago, and they talked about the importance of strength on the bike. But there was, unfortunately, a lack of specificity in that. And, I started looking up, for some details. Okay, so strength on the bike, what does that mean? You know, and I think it's pretty intuitive. What does that mean? I mean, it's low cadence, high torque. But you know, then, you know, how long, how many, that sort of stuff. It was seemed to be very lacking in terms of the amount of material that's out there. And still, even to this day, I don't think you find a lot of workouts that are prescribed in this way. And so what I started doing a few years ago was, in the early part of the season, I'd start at 10 minutes and I'd go up to 20, and it'd be four intervals, 60 RPM. And I've got a compu trainer. And I would set it at about 92-93% of threshold. So for me, it's a modest, 230 watts. And I would just ride at 60 RPM, 230 watts, four times 20. And that's how I prepped for half Ironman, and it's worked extraordinarily well. I mean, I did, now Boulder half was relatively short, but I did a 209 bike split on that workout.
And then how would you change that in the build up to an Ironman?
So it was nine. I started actually getting out on the road and, I would actually drive up to the Boulder course, which was, about a half an hour drive. And I would just basically start doing the loops. And, I used that 9 weeks to ramp from, 60 to 100, and probably, I think it was probably 4 weeks out, I did my first 100 mile ride. And I ended up doing probably 5-6 of those 100 mile rides, culminating in 1 week where I did a 100 miler on a Thursday, and then another 100 on the next Saturday. So within 3 days. And then what I tend to do typically is also try to stack workouts of the same sort in a 3 day period. So for example, I did my torque intervals on a Friday, which is, probably equivalent to a half Ironman type of effort or race. And then I did a 100 miler on Saturday, and then I did 60 on Sunday. So it ended up being somewhere on the order of, 210 miles or 220 equivalent miles in 3 days.
As far as favorite workouts on the bike, what do you love doing?
If I'm feeling good, I'm relatively fresh, I really do like those 100 milers. I like to be in my car or, pulling up to the car after doing them at, I would start as the sun would come up. And so it'd be, 6 a.m. and I'd be done with 100 miles at 10:30 in the morning. That to me is the epitome of my triathlon career these days. It's like as efficient as you can be. I mean, it's surprising to imagine that you could get 100 mile ride in by 10:30 in the morning without, getting up at 4 a.m.
Without a doubt. And as far as training through the winter, the winters where you are pretty brutal, you mentioned the compu trainer, and not spending too much time out on the roads. Is that a case right throughout, even during the season? Do you spend lots of time with the compu trainer, or is it just during the colder times when weather's maybe not best to be out?
No, I far prefer to train indoor. I trained a race, and training is most effective, in my opinion, on a trainer. You don't have to worry about all the gear. You don't have to worry about somebody texting, coming over and, ending your all kinds of things. And so I really do enjoy, getting it done quickly and right on the trainer, whether it's on the compu trainer or in spin class.
We'll And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to touch base with our sponsor, Jack Rabbit, your chance to win. You can follow Jack Rabbit on Twitter. It's at Jack Rabbit. Or simply head over to jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge to get into the draw to win one of four pairs of Hoka One One running shoes. You can also text the word Jack Rabbit to 44222. That's JACKRABBIT. Just send it to 44222 and I'll text you the details right back. Have yourself a superb weekend. If you are racing this weekend, best of luck. If you're just having another big training weekend, I hope it's a good one, and we look forward to chatting on Monday. I'm running a marathon on Sunday, so I'll have an episode for you. I might not be walking well, but I'll definitely have an episode for you on Monday. Have yourself a superb weekend. We'll chat then. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.